Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Time for Deck-a-Smash! Here's how this works. Steve is going to play 10 songs all at the same time. You have to identify the artist and the title of one of those songs. If you can do so, you win a Lucky Idiot account. Very simple.
Yeah.
In theory, not always simple in practice.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a text from a friend of mine last week. He said, hey, have you ever thought about doing this as a theme for Deck of Smash? And I was like, ooh, that's a really good idea. So I'm interested to see how this one sounds. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Deck of Smash! Deck of Smash!
Here we go, from the top. Oh.
Can't hear anything.
Our question, are all of the songs sped up?
No, I did not mess with the timing of them at all.
I think they were.
Okay.
No. Felt like it. 1-800-947-3979. I think I got one. Bobby in Kentucky. Hi, Bobby. Can you get one?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud.
Is it Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas time?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Valiant first guess, though.
I couldn't. When he said that, I'm like, he might be being silly, yep. But it also might be in there. I don't know. Can you play it again?
Certainly sure. Not the one that's sticking out to me.
Yeah, when that one goes away, I don't know what's going to happen. Mick is in Albany listening on Q1057. Hello, Mick. Hey, bud.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you got one?
Am I hearing Jump by Van Halen?
You are.
Of course you are.
Well done.
Nice.
Is this song that sounds like lasers?
Sounds like it.
This is like my first introduction to hard rock when I was a kid, and it's their least hard rock song.
Isn't yeah. that true?
But they hit it so big with this album, yeah. 1984, mm-hmm. and I think that's right. Right?
I think.
My God, it was just like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And then their videos and everything, I go, whoa, this guy's a madman.
Everybody had that album.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Because there I was, you know, yeah, I was like 11 or 12.
Did you see recently, I don't think we played it, but... David Lee Roth was doing some interview, and he kind of dumped on Wolfgang Van Halen, referred to him as, oh, that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought Wolfgang Van Halen, now, when he joined the band, he was like 16 or 17, but his dad had been teaching him to play music, and he obviously was very good.
His dad was Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, and his uncle was Alex on the drum kit. So,
yeah, and like, you know, legitimately he could play. It wasn't just like, well, he's related, but he's not good.
But so David Lee Roth, all these years later, referring to him as, ugh, that kid, the kid. And Wolfgang, I thought it was great. You know, he said, look, I'm a grown man. I have 3 albums. I'm 30-something. I have a kid, and I'm married. For him to say that kid just shows he's dumb. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's right. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, he's 34 years old. Yeah.
Wolfie shreds.
Yes.
We saw him.
Who has more musical credibility at this point?
Oh, yeah. We saw him this past summer, and I have one video of one guitar solo. It goes on for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not watching. I might not see a lot of Wolfgang Van Halen, like YouTube clips.
Yeah.
But I'm also not seeing them for negativity. I do see David Lee Roth, and it's because he can't sing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away anything David Lee Roth did.
No, he was one of the best front men that's ever existed.
But don't be a butt.
He's an ass.
To your to your former bandmate who's now passed to his kid. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Who was also his former bandmate.
Yeah. That is true. All right, we're down to 9. Nano Smash.
Nano Smash.
Nano, Nano. There are no songs playing.
Well, that went as expected.
Just a lot of vacuums.
Very messy.
Take out that Van Halen, and there's not much left to decipher.
Jeremy and Marquette. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Got real hard, didn't it?
No, you have to pick a song.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, just say any song you can think of.
Maybe why is it so hard to just pick one song?
It is weird, right? But we want you to do it. It's a good exercise.
Any song.
Just do it. Just say one song name.
You got it, Jeremy.
Start with an artist. Name an artist first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me Aerosmith.
Okay, now name one of their songs.
The Great Question.
It's not.
That's my favorite Aerosmith song.
The Great Question.
Right, yeah. It's great. It's really great.
Is that in there, Steve?
No, it's not in there, Jeremy.
Question by Aerosmith.
I can't believe how much of a hang-up that becomes.
I know, I love it.
Edgar in Michigan. Hi, Edgar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Can you name one?
Do I hear Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics?
I will give you credit for that. Sweet Dreams are made of this.
Yeah.
Well done, Edgar.
Okay.
I love the song.
Such a songbird.
I could do it all. Yeah. Triple threat. And then there were 8.
Octo Smash.
Octo
Smash.
Okay, I think I actually did find one in there.
Boy, there's something about this combination that just makes me angry. On the inside, mm-hmm. for no reason. Like, it makes me anxious.
It's a whole lot of sounds.
Yeah.
Octo Smash. Ryan in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listening on The Buzz. Hello, Ryan.
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good,
man. Very good, thank you.
Can you name a song and a title?
Aha, Take On Me.
Nicely
That's
done.
That's the one that I just thought I heard.
Is the theme lasers? It sounds like lasers.
Lasers. Yeah, I think I do know the theme.
You do?
I think so.
Yeah. You're close.
Yeah.
Also, I will fight anyone who says that the 80s weren't the best era of music. I mean, all these songs are from about the same time period, and they're so wildly different.
Yeah, like now, all the songs sound different.
No, they all sound the same.
Corporate BS.
Auto-tune Ricky Dicky. Can hit this and pull that down.
I'll be gone in a day or two.
Yes! Still got it.
So needless to say,
hell yeah.
I'm mopping in.
I'm so wet.
I know. I am too. That's just because I tried so hard.
Go to the shop section of freebeerandhotwings.com. You can get your singing sponge to sit on.
Oh, we should have singing sponges.
Yeah. Soaks up your drippings. Great gift for Christmas. Okay, mate, you try it this time.
I'll be gone in a day or two.
Yes. Boom.
Nicely done.
Now, how would Britney do it?
The real challenge. Can you back it up a little, Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
Can Kelly Cheese, with her sexy dump truck voice,
no,
get that high?
I'm
you can do
sick.
It. You can do it.
Okay.
That's better than I thought.
Yeah.
I
all those
words.
Excuses.
I
thought,
that is hard. I thought for sure after you talked, after you did that voice, you'd be like, I did it. Where's my lizard chub chub?
I need a throat sponge.
And then there was seven.
Septo smash.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Lasers.
No problem.
Laser.
Rob is in Illinois. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Rob, do you think these are laser-themed?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Name one of your laser songs.
You're welcome. Well, I don't know about a laser song, and it's a whole lot of noise, so I'm just going to show people how easy this is and throw one out there. Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
That is not one of the songs.
Oh, man.
Apologies. Oh.
But hey, at least I got one out.
You got one out.
You did.
Yeah, you didn't have to badger you or yell at you. Thank you, Rob. Everybody's going to start having a backup song prepared just in case.
You should.
Brandon in Albany. Let's go. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
Good, bud.
Did I hear Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers?
Wow. I'm surprised that you were able to pick that out.
Really? Well done.
Yeah.
I heard Brandon Flowers in there. I was like, well, why am I hearing him?
Such a good album.
Oh my god.
You've only got one. Change your ways while you're young. Boy, one day you'll be a man. Oh girl.
That was a good pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
impressive.
Good. Oh, hook. A little less lasery.
Muted lasers. Like underwater lasers.
Yeah.
I know somebody out there is
that's
listening.
It. That's the theme. Underwater lasers.
Yeah.
You got underwater it, Kelly. Man.
That band definitely would have fit in with a concert with Erasure and New Order. Like from the 80s.
Stop trying to turn us on with your 80s glub glub or whatever's happening.
That's what
here.
Makes them good is because that's
oh,
an 80s
God.
Band now.
Yeah, like Coldplay and Bad Bunny sound the same now. You're just trying to take us back to your time.
No, Coldplay just is terrible, and Bad Bunny, I can't understand his lyrics, so.
You should learn them. They're so hot. Oh, my God.
You think Hot Wings would also think they're hot?
Yeah.
By the 23-year-old mustachioed man?
I think if your girlfriend heard you speaking some of the words he says, she'd call you Pepito by the end of the day.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know what that means.
That's daddy in Spanish. Oh.
Hot Wings, do you desire to have your girlfriend call you daddy?
Oh, she already does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great, then.
Yeah.
See, he doesn't need Bad Bunny.
No. Yeah.
A weird old pervert.
I know English.
True. You can be an English pervert. Yeah.
There are six more songs, and we will play them soon. Back in a moment, it is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.